This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Next Tuesday, Eric Snodgrass will join us over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Sure do hope you will, too. Thanks for buying your tickets already. If you have, if you've not, purchase them right now. WillAg.org, just $30 for the all-day ag outlook. Speaking of Eric, he is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. I think maybe we ought to start, rather than Argentina, with the rains in the United States today. How widespread were those, and are there concerns in the places that they missed?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because when you kind of take a look at what's happened, we've been discussing, Todd, about this active Ohio River storm track. We've really seen that favored, where we've seen rains basically from eastern Texas, that's eastern, not western, eastern Texas all the way up through Michigan and Ohio and points to the east of there. And if we look over the last 30 days, we've got some spots in between there that have seen over a foot of rain. Where we are here in Champaign, you know, we had better than 6 inches of rain in February, which makes it a very wet February. And why I bring this up is because this preseason rains, they're important because, you know, we did warm up enough that our top few inches of soil were above freezing. So we were able to soak some of that moisture in. Right now, if you look at a 3 foot depth of soil moisture in the state of Illinois, most places in the state are above about 60% saturated, which is good for this time of year. But that rain was causing a lot of problems. We have certainly some swollen rivers. So if we're trying to move grain on our river systems, there's some trouble with the traffic there just because of how much water is getting into the river systems. But you know what? Where it missed was the same place we've been talking about now for months, and that is Texas. Western Texas, the Panhandle of Texas. You know, those locations have been very dry all winter, as has the western panhandle of Oklahoma and parts of Kansas. And I just pulled up some data the other day just to prove to myself it's been as dry as it has. The last time I found measurable precipitation in Amarillo of Texas was on October 6th. So that's a concern, because if we continue to keep that area dry, of course, that's going to put more pressure on the winter wheat market. We do know that corn and wheat tend to, you know, want to move together. So that's an interesting thing to look out for. But I think, you know, if I just kind of worry about the thing I want to worry about in Texas, it's if that drought still is there throughout the rest of spring, that's a concern for us in the state of Illinois, because it tends to spread north and east. What'll break it down? This is what all of your listeners need to be paying attention to and listen about the weather. If we start to see troughs in the jet stream going through the four corner states, that draws moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and puts it in the panhandles. So that's important to see here. But just to let you know, their soil moisture profile down 3 feet is between 0 and 10% of normal water. So they got a lot of precipitation that used to come in. And just think about this. They've been so dry for so long that any precipitation they get initially is going to hit that panhard soil and run off rather than soak in. So that's my bigger concern. And I'll tell you this, over the next 10 days, while we have a system coming across here on Monday, so we're going to get some great weather this weekend in Illinois, but then we've got a system we're watching out for on Monday. That next system, plus the one following it, is going to miss Texas again. So that's your biggest, I think, market story in the U.S. right now with weather concerns at this moment.
Are there other things to worry about in the United States?
Yeah, you know, the things, bigger picture things I'm thinking about here, let's do real quick out in California. They got a big system coming on shore right now. That'll actually be the system that gives us rain on Monday, Tuesday this week. But anyways, that one's going to be putting a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevadas, which they need, but it's going to cause a lot of landslide, mudslide problems for them. The other spot I'm watching around the United States is going to be North and South Dakota. Some of our long-range projections right now are trying to keep the Dakotas cool for March, April, and May. And why we need to talk about this again at the Beef House is because if we end up getting cool weather there in March, April, and May, that tends to be correlated well with their prevent plant acres. So if we end up having another market story evolve over time here, it might be that we don't have as big of acreage coming out of the Dakotas as we've had in the past. Warm spring, big acres, low prevent plant acres. Cool springs, they tend to struggle. So I'm going to be watching that closely, because right now they're set up to be cold.
And finally, we probably should check in on Argentina.
Yeah. You know, I have a feeling that Argentina is worse than I think it is. And the reason why is because I've heard some reports and I've seen some pictures of soybeans that they're not even filling out their canopy. In other words, you can walk down the middle of a soybean field down a row and your pants aren't going to touch the plants on either side. I've seen some pretty horrific pictures. But then again, you always seem to see some bad pictures. What I do know is that it has been exceptionally dry. Over the last 90 days, they're at about 50% of normal precipitation. And so that on their soil means that they're having some pretty major stresses. And we keep hearing the major indicators lowering their crop production estimates every single time we get a new report. The point about talking about it continually here is that Argentina and where they're on their growing season, this is like the end of a growing season for the U.S. So we're talking about August, September timeframe, which means even if the rain does come in, it's not as though we can save that crop. You know what I mean? So I think we're just beyond the point that we could do some big drought busting rain that comes in and saves the Argentinian crop. So that's the real pressure we have globally right now, is what's going on in South America.
Hey, thanks so much, and we look forward to having you there next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He will join us at the All-Day Agricultural Outlook of the Beef House on Tuesday morning. We'll start up at 8 a.m. Central Time. Hope you can be there, too. Buy your tickets now, willag.org. They're just $30.